All righty. Well, thanks, Gary. Again, my name is Yabba Kiaskat. I'm with the Minnesota Department of Agriculture. About 2 years ago, I left my university job and took a job in state government. And I must say, it has been a pretty interesting experience seeing how research and science is used in policymaking, or not used in policymaking. A lot of the activities I'm involved in currently are similar to some of the ones I did in academia. I'm involved in both research and various demonstration projects. But one thing that is different probably is that not only am I on the receiving end of grant funding, but I'm also the person from our agency who is involved in post-award management to funding awards that are provided to other researchers. As part of that, I've certainly come to learn how important it is to have good reporting from these various projects that are being funded. And good reporting, not only is it very valuable, of course, for students, other researchers, other users of this research, but also very much for that agency organization that is providing the funding. And now the type of reporting that is appropriate for a given project will vary, of course, depending on the type of project. But I think there still is an opportunity to set up or provide some kind of guidelines or maybe even requirements for what should be reported in drainage studies. And I would like to provide just one example. It's probably more elaborate than what is needed in most projects. I took inspiration from the Transforming Drainage Project and their monitoring and reporting plan they have. And so this is just an example of what that monitoring reporting might look like. In no particular order, the yellow ones, the yellow lines, well, those are the elements that could be reported from most drainage projects, and then in the green, they are specific for individual practices, and the blue at the bottom is elements that were suggested by Wayne Skaggs at the International Drainage Symposium recently. While I'm presenting this with permission from Transforming Drainage, I'm just still wondering if, again, there is an opportunity if we as a community could come together and develop some general guidelines for what would need to be presented. And again, I could see many benefits from that. Not only would it help establish a clear expectations between the funding agencies and to the researchers actually conducting the work, and it could even be useful in a proposal development process of having an easily referenceable, if that's a word, method specifying what data that is going to be presented. But also, of course, it would be very useful for researchers as new projects are being developed. It's very useful for students as part of their graduate work. But also, being a state agency employee, there certainly is a self-serving component to it as well. Because having inadequate reporting does create some issues for the funding the agency providing the funding. It's not uncommon that we have to justify to an appropriation or oversight board of how research funding is being distributed by our agency. And if having good reporting available just tremendously helps in that regard. And not only does a poor reporting, it might make it harder for a researcher to secure funding in the future, but also it makes it harder for the funding agency to continue having those funding programs going. And so with that, I would just put out there that I would propose or would ask if there is an opportunity for us as a community to help develop reporting guidelines for these drainage projects. And also I just do want to mention, now being an agency staff myself, that we are your friends in a funding, even when we're asking for progress reports or budget updates. So with that was what I had. Thank you.